Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today is Rod Schaub. He's Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Gary.
You know, we talk so much about your position and what you work with, and it seems always like to me like there's a lot of hands-on types of things. But as with everything, we're getting into the day and age where a lot of it's technological, and you're going to talk a little bit about that today.
That's right, Gary. I'm going to do some flashbacks and then kind of bring it up to where we're at, you know, and that kind of thing. But, you know, technology has really changed. It's made huge changes in our world. Heck, I'm old enough I can remember the old wooden crank telephones. My grandma and grandpa had one. My mom and dad had one. I remember the problems with the party lines. I remember how hard it was to get on the phone. I also remember that your business was probably everybody else's business too, because, you know, we could all listen in on each other's phone calls. And now we've got technology that has made a telephone something that'll fit in our pocket. And, you know, we use it to text, we search the internet, we play games, and you know what? We can even still make a phone call. And so, you know, things really have changed over the years. And technology's played a big part in agriculture as well. We use GPS, which is global positioning systems, to steer tractors. We use them to make variable rate applications, make yield maps, shut off and turn on planter rows or spray booms. Global positioning systems are even used by pet owners. They're using them. They put collars on their dogs, and they can make a virtual fence to keep their dogs in their backyards. Now, how can you imagine the day when farmers or ranchers can do that? And, you know, they wouldn't have to build a mile of fence that costs $10,000 or $12,000. They wouldn't have to go out after a rainstorm and check flood gaps. You know, like we've been having out the rain, you know, mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to go out every day and make sure that fence is back up. All that may be here sooner than we think. K-State received a grant from the Nature Conservancy to look at virtual fencing. And they're actually doing a project out in Chase County. And they're working with a landowner out there. And what they're planning to do is they're looking to see if these fences can improve ranch management and maybe if there's any way they can use it to improve soil carbon storage, okay? They are also looking at grazing practices to see how these virtual fences might alter any vegetation, any watershed issues that they might have, and wildlife. They're also planning to look at how we can graze but yet protect our more critical areas, you know, near the streams, that riparian area. So they've got a lot of things they're going to be looking at. This study should start yet this summer. And so hopefully I'll have more information to share with you, you know, down the road. But I'm going to go back in time now to another communication device to sign off. So here goes. Okay, good buddy. 10-4.
That's it, huh?
No. 10-4, good buddy. Keep your bugs off the glass and the bears off your tail. This is the Crosshair going 10-10.
Thanks, Rod, for taking us back. We appreciate it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.
Sorry, you'll have to make a few little